Tomas Garcilaso joining us here in the studio. He's the specialty act for the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. Tomas just had a big victory on the Go Big Show. Tomas is just a phenomenal trick roper, horseman, jack of all trades. Glad to have you in the studio.
It's my pleasure. Good morning, everybody.
And you brought in your partner in crime today. Would you care to introduce us to your son?
Yes, sir. He's Louis Garcilaso, 6 years old, and he also joined me in the arena with his pony, and he has some skills with the rope.
Very good.
Never too young to earn how to rope.
Yes, sir.
And I bet you can do it better than anybody in the studio other than your dad.
Oh, yes, I can.
Not quite as good as dad yet, though, right?
I like not yet. I like confidence.
Absolutely. We do, too. Yeah, so, Tomas, tell us about your act. Tell us what folks can see out at the Wild West Arena with your specialty act.
Okay, what I represent on my own is I'm a charro. Charro is a Mexican horseman who possesses some skills with the rope and with the horses. And what I preserve and continue with my heritage and my roots throughout my outfits and tack on the horses and my skill. And so people will see how I will bring in my really beautiful horse who has a lot of skills too.
Oh yeah,
I've
noticed that the past couple of days. This is a horse you stand on the saddle on the back of your horse.
Yes, sir. So that horse allowed me to get on top of the saddle, and he doesn't move. He's really very giving, nice disposition, and he has all the elements, the beauty, the disposition, the everything. And then, so I rope on him, and then I get on top, and I do my roping routine with him. And he has those skills like reining, like sliding the stop, spinning, and even though he can be bridleless, riding him without a bridle, but, you know, I change my routines in different ways. And then Louis will be joining me on his pony, and this little pony matches the big horse. Kind of, with the mane and the collar and this, a little bit of the skills, and then we do a roping routine together on foot, Louis and I.
That's so much fun, and how do you do this with your son?
Well, he's been growing up in this environment, and he likes what I do and what we're doing, and so we decided to incorporate him, and because he likes it, and we don't push him, and so, as you know, he hasn't performed the last couple of nights, but now he's ready to go on, and to show his friends, and he does it for fun, too.
That's
and
awesome.
He enjoys it.
And, Tomas, I know that you have a lot of fun with this. This is your second year, or second time being here at the Buffalo Bill Rodeo in North Platte. You were originally here back in 1998, you said.
Yes, actually, it was my first year at the National Final Rodeo in 97.
Okay.
And I got invited to be part of the PRC 8 in 98. And going back to those years, I was working in Euro Disney in France, overseas. And the producer of the National Final Rodeo, Mr. Sean Davis, discovered me there, and he brought me back to the States, and I joined PRCA in 1998, and I resigned Disney, and I came back, and the stock contractor, Mr. Benny Butler and Mr. Jack Morris, and the committee back then, they hired me, and it was my first year in rodeo.
What's it like working with the big names that you mentioned a little bit ago, our local cowboy Jack Morris, chair of the rodeo committee, and then the legendary Benny Butler and Rhett Butler as well?
It is a treasure because you start with these people and you keep going after 23 years. It's amazing to all. We all are keeping up what we do, what we love, and we let it last forever. And like you said, they are legendary people, and I'm glad to be part of that team, too.
And, Tomas, have you worked with Randy Corley much before?
Yes, Randy Corley is another legend in rodeo business.
He is definitely a legend.
I enjoy very much working with him.
And it's great to get to his home. This is his home now.
He was telling me now. He's
deep roots
nice.
Here for him.
Yes.
He actually, KODY, the radio station we're on now, is the second radio station he ever worked for before his rodeo days started. Heard.
Yes, everybody has his own foundation, and we just keep on going, you're right.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
So, Tomas, we know that your specialty act is extremely family-friendly. The kids will enjoy it. The parents will enjoy it. Everybody's going to love it. I encourage everybody to come on out and watch it, and the entire rodeo family-friendly.
And, yes, I would like to invite everybody because this is family. Unfortunately, right now, my wife is not here, but we usually perform all together, and we alternate our performances with myself, and then the second performance with my son or with my wife, and then we ended up wrapping it up with all together. But this time, at least Louis is going to join me.
Louis, what's your favorite part of the rodeo?
My favorite part of the rodeo is the crowd.
You love the crowd?
Why? Why the crowd?
Because it's fun to see them.
You like seeing their reactions and their smiles and stuff?
Me too.
Are they loud?
Yes.
What do you think about our rodeo clown, Justin?
Oh, it's funny when he takes his shirt off.
You think that's funny? I think it's a little scary, but... And Tom Moss, what's it like working a little bit with Justin there behind the scenes?
You know, we know each other for a long time, and to see them performing and to balance and to move the crowd, he's kind of he prepares pretty much the ground for us.
It's an art.
Yes.
It's very much an art. What you do is an art. What he does is an art. Everybody out there, it's just an extreme art.
And like I say, it's a balance because he pretty much moved the crowd and getting ready for us.
Yeah, absolutely does. How much of the rodeo are you guys able to watch?
Actually,
bull riding or something.
In the past, I was watching from A to Z.
Uh-huh.
But now, over the years, I just need my time to get ready and get my horses and my stuff. And in this case, also, with Louis, I have to get his stuff ready.
Sure.
So, maybe one-fourth of the rodeo.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Mm-hmm.
Anything else that either one of you gentlemen want to add this morning?
Just to encourage people to wrap it up these two more days to come and watch the rodeo and to support the sport and eyewitness what we all do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
Tom Moss, we appreciate the time. Louis, we look forward to having you in the studio again. Now that you know where North Platte is, you come anytime. Bring Dad with you, hopefully, but you're welcome anytime. And now you know where the radio station is. We'll have to work out a deal where we get you a key so you can come in anytime.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you both here.
Pleasure.
The Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham's coming up next on KODY North Platte with translator K291BW.